Ebullient greetings. I'm your host, Jackie Bird of Jackie Bird Spiritual Wellness, your guide to stress and anxiety relief, mindfulness, awareness, self-care, self-love, and personal growth. Welcome and thank you for joining me as we roll with peace in mind. Hey y'all, I hope you're well. Little business, I have a book called 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth. And it's really an easy read. It's laid out simply. If you don't have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of reading, there's sections. It's daily, so you can just take in what you can. It's colorful. There's gorgeous photos. And there's places for you to write. And I'm telling you, the reviews are off the chain. You need to go to my website. You can press pause after I've said this. Go to my website, JackieBearSpiritualWellness.com. Go to the book section under shop. Click that book, 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth. And you will see under the description, the raving reviews. And what's great about them is they all basically tell you the same thing about how easy to read it is and how much the book has helped people calm down, help them address their stress and their anxiety, and it can help you. So press pause, go to the site, and come back and hear what else I have to say. Today's riff is time to fire your inner critic. Self-criticism is a downer and the antithesis of self-care. I mean, like for real, it's a downer. It ain't no party. You don't have fun. And you know, we may think that these things keep us safe, but they really don't. Though seemingly helpful at times, our inner critics are basically tormentors. Inner critics only speak in accusatory tones and never, ever, ever, ever compliment us. Matter of fact, if we allow those critics to hold sway, one would never think they were good at anything. Now swirl that around in your mind a moment. Whenever I have gone through a deep depression, my inner critics were at the forefront of the downward spiral. You're a failure because you don't have XYZ by now. Everyone else does, or you should have been doing this by now, or you should have achieved this by now, or you shouldn't be going through this right now, or you shouldn't be feeling this right now, or any other self-criticism breaking sentiments. Oh man, it's exhausting. Do you know your inner critics by name? The lead inner critic in my head was my stepmother. Jeez, there was nothing good that I did in her eyes. She criticized me for every fucking thing. If I got a 98 on a test, I didn't do well enough because I didn't get 100. While in high school, when I slayed them during a dance performance on the way home, and it was a long way home because y'all, we had to ride the train from Bensonhurst. She pointed out every flaw, every flaw. Let's not even give a girl credit for starting to dance at 15 when most trained female dancers start anywhere from the age of 2 to 7 years old. Oh, no. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do this. Now the crowd's screaming, right? No, you didn't do that. And I told you it was a long ride. It was at least an hour because I was going from Bensonhurst to Crown Heights. And back in the day, it was not easy and they didn't have the free transfers like they got now. So having her voice constantly jabbering at me since the age of 10 has serious staying power. Her criticism didn't end when I was a grown-ass adult either. But over time, I had become more aware of Gloria screaming in my head and was able to silence her. Her constant messaging, you're not good enough. You didn't do that well enough. And you are subpar. Damn. And then there was my aunt. her voices consisted of Miss Etiquette. Oh, I don't like that. That's wrong. I don't approve of what you're doing. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
That was when I broke up with my ex. She's asking me if I was sure what I'm doing.
Phew. But last but not least, my other voice was Miss Her Way or No Way. And that's a running family theme. There was a plethora, oh, and there still is, of do's and don'ts. Oh my God, needless to say, I didn't like having to go visit her, that was this particular aunt, when I was little. Whenever we did go, I had to be beyond my bestest behavior. Once she told me, she'd forgotten I was even there because I was so quiet. I had gone into the study to play with my imaginary friends. Luckily, they didn't make me laugh out loud, which they love to do. Even they were on their best behavior because I didn't want to hear her mouth. Damn! And oh, let's not forget Daddy Dearest. Him and Gloria played tag team in my head, trying to outshout the other, just like at home. Oh, brother. Oh, my fucking God. How do I shut these voices up? That's not to say that the voices occupying space in my head have been evicted, but I have learned how to fire them from running and ruining my life. Sometimes those peeps can serve as protection or warnings to keep me in a safer space. Sometimes those voices can urge me to go further when I haven't quite given my all, even though I thought I had. But I no longer allow those mofos, carte blanche, to make me feel less than or to live rent-free in my head. Nor are they able to make me feel bad about decisions I've made or are about to make. It is so important to connect not to your inner critic, but to your inner self, your divine guidance, your higher power, your superpower. The more that you do that, and the more you become aware of the nagging voices and the critic voices, the more you have control over telling them, ah! Shh. So, number one, as I just said, become more aware of the fact that you even have inner critics, that they are not your voice or voices, but of various folks in your life that have imprinted some sort of deep negative impact. That may sound like duh, but you have to learn to separate what is the critical voice versus what your intuition is telling you. Number two, if you are feeling bad based on what your inner critic has said, ask yourself, why am I continuing to let those voices bully me? Am I really what they are saying and the way they are saying it? Notice, they never sound loving or encouraging ever. Try to get quiet and hear your inner knowing. There is always a greater you, your higher self, your God essence, always a greater you who knows better. That part of you knows that those voices are not who you really are. They are devoid of love. Number three, become more aware of this equation. What I think precedes what I feel. Now, I realize that's a tough one for many, and it sounded like a load of bull to me in the beginning until I began to connect the dots. We tend to think that feelings happen before thoughts, but thoughts happen before feelings. You feel based on what you were thinking. Number four, once you begin to see the correlation, when those inner critics start yammering at you, pivot. Switch to a different thought, one that's uplifting, or insert an affirmation.
If your inner critic says you never do anything right, insert the total opposite or anything that makes you feel good. Number 5, be patient and intend. That's big here. Don't say I think or I'm trying or no. Be patient and intend to improve your relationship of yourself to self. More love, more love, more love. And it takes time, but please don't keep score. Remember that your inner critics have had residence within you for a very long time. And in many cases, since you were a kid. So it takes time to really identify them versus you. Also, remember to allow the light of self-love to stream through more often. Inner critics do not have your highest good in mind. Self-love does. The more you recognize your inner light and your beautiful qualities, you will realize that not only are you more than enough, but that you are a unique and worthy being. And as that really begins to dawn on you, the more you will begin to see that you are a part of the whole, a part of the one, ever growing, ever becoming. As you turn your attention away from your inner critics, those critical voices will no longer be able to run you into the ground of depression and constant self-doubt. You will be in receivership of inner voices guiding you with more love, more light, and more wisdom, not condemnation. If you are feeling funky based on what you're thinking and the criticism that's going on, that is a whistle, a siren, a bullhorn, that is not your true self talking. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found useful information in this episode. Be sure to tell your friends, your family, your frenemies about this podcast. Subscribe so that you get the next episode when it drops. Visit my website to pick up your copy of 28 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness, Keys for Stress Relief and Personal Growth, my wellness guide. I also offer Stress Busters guided meditation, private, group, virtual, or in-person guided meditation sessions. I also create custom guided meditation audio tracks. So if you need something specific, hit me up. I can create that for you. Sound, soul, vibe, and music for sleep, relaxation, yoga, meditation. That's also on my website, JackieBirdSpiritualWellness.com. The transcript to this episode is on my blog, and the link is in the show's description. And remember to roll with peace in mind.